This is the closing market report for a Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here from Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the heat in the southwest and southeast, because those numbers have been really big and I suppose just overwhelming for parts of that area. What can you tell me about what's happened and what can be expected in the near future?
Yeah, well, especially this weekend's heat in the southern plains has been phenomenally impressive. Lots of 100s we're seeing in Oklahoma, Texas, and adjacent areas of the southwest. That will continue here today into tomorrow before then ending as that heat shifts a bit more into the western U.S., out over the Rockies, even all the way to the coast in areas such as Southern California. The L.A. and San Diego regions will be experiencing 100-degree heat for several days as the ridge of high pressure becomes a bit more aligned across that region. As far as here in the Midwest, with that ridge shifting a bit further to the west, we are seeing, and we've already seen, a cooling of temperatures, and that's going to keep the heat out of the Midwest basically through the end of the month, with temperatures being near to a little bit below normal here in the Corn Belt.
Will there be rainfall along with those cool temperatures?
There will be some rainfall, but most of the rain activity will actually be east of the Midwest, including areas of the southeast and on into the Delmarva Peninsula. Outside of a few scattered showers here the next couple of days here, overall with the pattern here coming up, certainly getting into more of a below normal rainfall pattern through the end of the month and on into the early part of August, as again the main rains stay east of the region.
We've been following the heat in Europe as well. What can you tell me about crop conditions there?
Yeah, crop conditions continue to deteriorate across northern Europe, especially in areas of northern France, England, Germany, across the Netherlands, and up even into the Scandinavian countries, as historic drought conditions continue across the region. There's just simply no sign of any break in the pattern over the next several weeks. So with the ridging of high pressure, an expansive ridging across northern Europe that will continue to produce a warmer than normal temperature bias, as well as a drier than normal rainfall bias. And in fact, some of the temperatures are very anomalous. High temperatures getting up to 90 degrees as far north as southern Sweden, southern Norway, which just doesn't happen very often there and consistently now here for several days.
What's causing that?
Certainly a ridge of high pressure has become more locked in across the region. In fact, that ridge really began to evolve across the region during the spring, during the months of April and May, and has really continued to be a main feature in the pattern now all the way through July, and it looks like that continues now into August as well. Just a very stable feature, and similar to what we saw with some of the historic droughts and poor growing condition years, such as 2003 there in Europe.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.